May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. We've looked at the scriptures a lot over the years, and I just think they're so significant and so practical. It says in verse 45, "And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what had been spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul exalts in the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for he has had regard for the humble state of his bondslave. For behold, from this time on all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name." If you remember, again, the way this thing started is Gabriel coming to Mary and announcing to her a promise that was an absurd one, that was one that was impossible for her to make happen on her own. But she did have to make her humanity available for it to happen, because she was a virgin, so she couldn't get pregnant without being with a man, and that wasn't the promise. It would be by the Holy Spirit. And if she had not said, "Behold, the bond slave of the Lord, be it done to me according to your word," I'm convinced that God would have just gone to the next choice. There have been lots of people throughout church history who weren't God's first choice for that particular blessing and favor, for that particular assignment. But for one, because they wouldn't make themselves available, they weren't willing to pay the price, because there was a price to be paid, her reputation, possibly the loss of her, the person that she was in love with. Because if she hadn't been willing to pay that price, then God would have chosen someone else. I remember when John Holloway, some of you don't know who that is, but was consecrated a bishop in Georgia. And the prophetic word came to him that you weren't the first choice. There was one who was before you, but he refused to say yes. Does that mean that John was a bad choice? No. All that favor, I love what Mary says, "My soul exalts in the Lord, my spirit rejoices in him, for he has had regard for the humble state of his bondslave. From this time forward, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name." So it's not like the person becomes second choice, therefore gets second blessing. All the great things God was going to do here, he now is going to do here. And so the real issue is that even though when Mary asked the question, how, and the angel said, "Well, the Holy Spirit's going to come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And therefore, what comes forth from you will be called the Son of God." It'll be because he did it. And we've talked about this before. That was, I'm sure she heard it, but how that was going to happen had to have been kind of bizarre to her. And then the angel said, "Not one word that God speaks, not one promise that he speaks is impossible for him. And then behold, the bondservant of the Lord. Be it done to me according to your word." I like the fact that when he was 93 years old, John, the apostle, in the book of Revelation, refers to himself not as the great apostle, not as the elder, which he does in one of his smaller books, but he refers to himself as the bondservant of the Lord. As if that's really the greatest title anybody can identify, is that I'm the bondservant of God. As you know, a bondservant was a person who had the right to be free from the one who was their master, but they chose not to be. And they wore a mark in their ear for the rest of their life to let everybody know that I'm enslaved to that one because of love. And I'm convinced that that's the kind of heart that gets to experience the great things of God that God wants to do. But what it says about her and that always blesses me is this thing in verse 45, "And blessed." And Mary blesses, thanks God for the blessing. She said, "All generations are going to call me blessed from this time forward. This blessing is amazing. The Mighty One's done great things for me." All that happened, not just because God promised it, because it says, "And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of that which had been spoken to her by the Lord. It was the fact that she believed. How many times in Scripture did Jesus say to people who healed, your faith has made you whole? The place when he said, be it done to you according to your faith. Now, faith is not in our faith. Faith is about looking to his faithfulness, but God gives us a moral responsibility to believe, to make ourselves available, because whatever the great blessing is going to be, we've come to believe that's going to be much bigger than any price I have to pay. I'd rather have the great thing God wants to do in my life than the little thing I've got to give up to experience it. But then the other thing, there's just that place of believing. So the point I'm saying is this, is that if there are things that you believe God's given you great promises about, but you haven't seen them come to pass yet, and you're not sure they're going to come to pass yet, one, make sure you adjust and bring yourself back into that place of being a bondservant of the Lord. That you're willing for him to remove anything that needs to be removed for that great blessing to come. I mean, I would rather, the idea of, say, from this day forward, through all generations, when people look back at my life, they're going to call me blessed. Instead of, I clung to that thing that I wanted, which robs me of that. So we have to make sure we come back into adjustment to be the bond servant of the Lord. But the second thing is, stop begging God for it. Just start thanking him for it. Blessed is she who believed. And faith is the substance of things hoped for. And it's the evidence of things not yet seen. You may not see it yet, but there's something more real than what you can touch, and that's what he says. Faith is substance. And so we can just start thanking him and praising him for the fulfillment of that which has been spoken to us by him. If we're in alignment as a bondservant, we can just start thanking him and praising him for it as substance. Because if you have faith for it, you already got it. Your eyes just can't see it yet. You already have it in your heart. You just don't have it in your hands yet. But that'll happen. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.